Is one obligated to pay rent on time? Person rented a car, rented an object, rented a tuxedo, rented a house, or is renting a house. Doesn't have a house that he purchased, that he bought, that he owns. Is there a halachic obligation for one to pay rent on time, which is at the time delegated and designated by the renter, the landowner, etc.? Or is this a civil matter between you and him, in which halacha doesn't get in the way? So it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber Cheshen Mishpah, chapter 339, halacha 1, based on the Gemara in Baba Metzia, page 111a, and recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the laws of rentals, halacha 11. That it is an obligation to pay rent for an animal. Back then people used to rent animals. Or any movable object that has been rented. And one who does not do so, one who delays the payment from the agreed upon date, transgresses a negative command in the Torah, a mitzvah leisaseh. What's the source for this? What leisaseh, negative command, is there in the Torah, thou shalt not delay payment of rent? So it's learned from, explained in the Gemara and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that this is learned from the mitzvah and chiyuv, an obligation to pay a worker on time, to pay an employee. Just like one who delays payment to his employee, one who delays a salary, transgresses a negative command, and a few commands at that matter, so too, one who delays payment of rent for an animal or any movable object that he has rented, transgresses a negative command. This is learned from the Pasuk in Dvarim, chapter 24, Pasuk 14, Leisashik schar ani ve'evyein, etc. The Gemara expounds, why does it say the word Artsacha? It's coming to teach us that not only must an employer pay his employee on time, but in all commerce, in all business, you must pay on time to the person who you purchased the service from. So this is already halacha lemaise. A person who rented an object, you rented a phone, a tuxedo, a car, a service, etc., you have a halachic obligation to pay on time, and delaying payment is a transgression of a negative command. We kept on emphasizing animals and movable objects. What about land? You're renting a house. Is it any different? So practically, this matter is a major debate amongst the Poskim, the Rishonim. Does the obligation and negative command and not delaying rent apply towards non-movable objects, towards land and the like? Some Paiskim rule there is no transgression, there is no prohibition. This is a civil matter between you and your landlord. Don't get halacha involved. So rules the Ramer of Meir Abulafia, which was a Rishon who lived in the 1200s and early 1300s, 12th century and early 13th century. And he learns it from the fact that the Pasuk states, Be'artzecha, in your land and not artzecha, your land, implying that the obligation is only to things that can be moved around the land and not things that are actual land and stay still. Why the Torah made a differentiation is not explained. That's how they rule. This opinion is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah, in the Mechaber, in the Alter Rebbe, in the above sources, that there is no obligation halachically to pay rent on time for renting land. Other Paiskim, however, rule that it is included in the biblical obligation. And one who delays payment transgresses biblically, even if it's delaying payment of rent for a home or for land. So rules the Smag, the Yireim, and so is brought in the Medrash of the Teiras Kayanim. So rules the Gra and other Achreinim. So how do we rule? The first of all, one can say this is a dispute on a biblical matter. According to some Paiskim, you biblically transgress if you delay rent of land or a home. So you should be stringent. As Safik de'Raisa l'chumre, doubt or a dispute in a biblical matter, you have to go stringently. And even the Shulchan Aruch did not rule like the lenient opinion. It just said that some Paiskim rule this way. Nonetheless, there's another rule in commerce and business called Hamaitzim Chaver Lavaraya. Whenever someone wants to extract money from someone else, he has to bring the proof. The burden of proof is on the person who wants to take the money, not on the person who has the money. So no one argues that according to Allah, I must pay him rent. The question is, by when? Can I delay it a little bit? So if I say it's a dispute, so I can say, I follow the lenient opinion. Prove to me that the Allah is like the stringent opinion, I could tell the landlord. Nonetheless, practically, the Ktzais HaChayshin, one of the great Paiskim in Chayshin Mishpat, gives the following novelty ruling, which can be accepted as practical Allah. When was the above dispute stated on rental of physical land? Not homes, not a house, not an apartment, not a hotel room. Rented a piece of land for 2 years to grow some trees. On that, there's a dispute, but on a home, everyone agrees is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, an obligation from a biblical perspective to pay rent on time. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, there is no room to be lenient to delay payment of rent of a house, of an apartment, of a hotel room. And every renter has to know that there is a biblical obligation on his shoulders to pay on time, just like you want to be paid on time by your employee. You have a biblical obligation to pay your landlord on time. Regarding someone who's renting a piece of land, on that we have the above dispute, in which one who is lenient, like the first opinion we mentioned, has upon whom to rely.